Hi, I'm J. Christian Adams of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and this is the podcast Protecting Your Vote, where we talk about all matters of elections. I'm super happy today to have on with us Mississippi Secretary of State Michael Watson. Mr. Secretary, how are you doing?
Man, I am great. Christian, great to hear from you. Look forward to visiting today.
Indeed. It's so great to hear from you. And I suppose I should ask you right off the top of the show, you went to Ole Miss. I assume you follow the football team.
Oh, do I follow them? Absolutely.
So are they going to have another? I think they've had like 3 of 4 10-win seasons in the last couple of years. Is there more of that coming?
A new quarterback this year, Austin Simmons, and we're really excited about him. Our receiver room is very deep, and we've done a really good job with the portal additions on our defensive side, as well as some of the folks that we had on the roster already. So the expectations are still high at Oxford, so looking forward to a great season.
Yeah, I will be glad they're not playing some of my favorite teams this year, one of which is now Auburn. So we'll see. But listen, you know, Mississippi, for a long time, Mr. Secretary, it's sort of been a place where bad things happen in elections. And I know that from firsthand experience. I spent a lot of time there working on election issues when I was at the Justice Department. And I think things are kind of getting better. And I thought it might be interesting if you could sort of share with everybody what that means. Like, how do you make a bad situation better? And what have you been focused on to do so?
Yeah, look, there's so many things that we've been doing here in Mississippi. And I'll tell you one that made a big difference early on. And we launched an 82 county tour when I got elected. So I went to all 82 counties, visited with the circuit clerks and the election commissioners. I'm an attorney by trade like you. And so I always want the experts in the room. And one of the things that I wanted them to know was that, look, it takes all of us to run good elections. And so I want you to understand, I took the time to come to your turf to sit in your office to ask you how I could be a better Secretary of State to build our relationship as we work through elections. So I think that kind of set the tone for us here in Mississippi moving forward, that we want to move as a team. And every idea that we had, we would try to get them to kind of vet and add to it, take away from it, what makes sense for you on the ground as the folks who really do the hard work in elections in Mississippi. So that was kind of the very start of what we saw as a great relationship, as well as really being successful with the legislature. So on the campaign trail, I talked early on about making sure that only United States citizens were voting in our elections. And that was the very first piece of legislation that we pushed as Secretary of State when I got elected in 2019, took office in 2020. We were fortunate to get that through, and really on the front end of it. So we also asked the legislature to go back and give us a year to look at the entire voter list here in Mississippi. So I think that's a huge success. We're now we have that process in place, but we also got to go back and look at voters that were on the list there as well. We talk about post-election audits. One of the very successful things that we've done now, we're through numerous counties, got that passed last year and really put that into place this year. A lot of credit goes to Kyle Kirkpatrick and our team at the Secretary of State's office. But on that point, you know, looking again back to our circuit clerks, we want to come in and make sure you're following the law, make sure that you're doing those things correctly as the law provides for here in Mississippi, which again turns that confidence to our voters. So it's things like that. We're making sure that our election commissioners are staying on top of their job to go through the voter rolls. We started making that very popular here in Mississippi, and lots of success there as well by putting those numbers online. So now at the beginning of every month, you can come from whatever county you're in and look at the percentage of voting age population on a voter roll list here in your county to make sure that our clerks are really, you know, supplying the information needed to our commissioners and the commissioners are doing their jobs. So accountability is a big thing. We talk about our Elections 101 campaign, where we've been teaching people from the time that you register to vote to the time that you go into the cast your ballot to the time that it's counted, who's in charge of what? How do I learn this process? How do I make sure that I'm comfortable with it? But also, who do I go to if I think there's some kind of pinch point where I've seen something maybe fall apart in the process so I can hold them accountable? So it's things like that that we've been doing a really bit successful here in our state.
You know, Mississippi is sort of the most decentralized state, I think, in the country as far as list maintenance and things like that, where the counties have enormous amounts of power compared to the state. I remember Secretary Watson about 12 or 13 years ago, some counties in Mississippi that I won't name, but I'm tempted to, still had their voter roll records on cards, on index cards, like in a library card catalog. And that's how the election commissions would do list maintenance. Has that been changed, or are they some counties still doing that?
Yeah, so now we have the statewide election management system. It's all online, so we actually have moving computers here in Mississippi, which is a good thing. But, you know, to that point, that was one of the reasons we want to make sure we have relationships with our clerks and our commissioners. And we told them on the front end, look, here's your job, right? And simply to our commissioners, you've got to keep the voter rolls clean. And not only are we want to encourage you to do that, but we're going to put the numbers up online so your constituents can go check and see if you're doing your job. But to your point there of the decentralization, that's exactly right. And we tried to part of them. Matter of fact, today I was visiting with our circuit clerks at their annual convention on the coast. So making sure that relationship is strong and moving forward is something very important to us.
What happens? I mean, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, I think, had to sue Walthall County, Jefferson Davis County about 10 years ago, I think, Noxubee County, and maybe one more. What happens when an election commission in Mississippi just doesn't get the votes to do list maintenance? Like, you know, they have a hearing or they have a meeting, this person's dead, and three commissioners dig in and say, well, we're not going to do anything. Does that happen where you get the election commissions in the county just unwilling to do list maintenance, or have you got that problem solved?
So that's a good question. When we came in, we have 82 counties, and 43 of the 82 had 90% or above on the voter roll list for voting age population. We had seven counties at 100% or more, which obviously is a problem. So those are the ones that we first targeted. Those 43 sent them letters, making sure they understood their duties and what they needed to do. We've got that down to about 20 now, but you still have some counties. There are two now that have 100% or more, again, of their voting age population on the registered voter roll list. And that's unacceptable. And so one of the other things that we've done now is partnered with several states around us, Alabama, Louisiana, several others, Arkansas, and I can go on. But we're exchanging our data back and forth to make sure, look, do you have folks that live in Alabama that are in Mississippi, or folks that live in Mississippi who are registered in Alabama, getting that list down to our circuit clerks and our commissioners. So we're making sure to continue to put pressure on them. Back in 2020, in the presidential election, we sent postcards out, making sure people knew when the dates were because COVID was in our face. But that also was used as a triggering mechanism. We've sent those down to our commissioners. So we've given them every opportunity to do their job. And I think that's one of the most important things about our Election 101 campaign is teaching Mississippians who you should hold accountable. So in these counties that have 100% or more, or close to 100%, if your commissioners aren't doing their job, then they don't need to be reelected the next time. And that's unfortunately the only hook that we have is to put the pressure on them to make sure they know their constituents are watching them.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing about Mississippi is you actually elect the election commissioners on the county level. So they run for election on the same voter rolls that they're maintaining in Mississippi. It's a somewhat unique situation there. Tell me, I guess I got to look up the counties that are still over 100%. We'll have to do that here at Public Interest Legal Foundation and maybe look into what is or is not being done there.
Yeah, that's right. There's only two left. One was that 107 and went to 109, but they got back to 107. So I don't know if you say that's progress or not.
Yeah, right. Well, it's probably better than it was 10 years ago, I can promise you. I remember some counties in Mississippi were like 130, 150. So clearly good things are happening. On another topic of good things happening, let's talk about ballot harvesting. Because when I brought a federal court case when I was in the Justice Department against one of your more prominent, shall we say, Democrat political operatives, we found that we called them runners or notaries were going into people's homes and voting their ballots. And we actually put some of the voters up at trial in Jackson as witnesses. And they said, oh, yeah, the runners, the ballot harvesters know who to vote for better than I do. So I just let them vote my ballot. And I think Judge Tom Lee was pretty surprised by this testimony in federal court. My question is, has that changed or is it still bad?
You know, it has changed to a large degree. I'll tell you why. We made a big focus on that at the Secretary of State's office and got the legislature to not only ban it, but also make it a criminal penalty here in our state now. So we've seen that diminish greatly. That said, you know, there are instances where we're still hearing some rumors from time to time. There was a small instance this year, one of our municipal elections over in Gulfport that we're looking into now. There was one not too long ago up in Northeast Mississippi where, it was actually on a trial of a different issue. And the notary was on the stand talking about something else. And she said, yeah, well, you know, notarized 43 ballots. And the judge was like, wait a minute, what'd you say? So there was a little discrepancy there that we had to go look into. But It still happens a little bit, unfortunately, but I think this banning of it and valid criminal penalty is going to make a big difference here in Mississippi.
Well, that's good, because I can tell you, Secretary Watson, there were some elections in Noxubee County that were decided by the notary votes. Like, there were sheriff's races. They had to redo a number of elections in Noxubee because these runners, these notaries, were changing the outcome of elections through their misconduct. And it's an astonishing problem that needed to be fixed, and I'm glad to hear it has.
Well, it is. And to that point, Kristen, we had several municipal elections this year that had tied votes and between city council members, et cetera. And so it just, to me, it emphasizes that point. Every vote matters, and you better make sure that those votes are legal when they are counted.
Well, we need to make sure those Mississippi elections you're talking about, the ties, are in our Public Interest Legal Foundation Tied Voter Database, because we have been tracking tied votes all around the country. I think we're up to like 750-ish now. I will make sure Logan Churchwell checks out Mississippi, because you're right. If you have tied elections, every single vote counts. And those folks on the left who try to downplay the role of voter fraud or mistake really don't have a leg to stand on, because there's elections all over the country. People with power are in power because of tied votes or voter fraud, period. And so that is great to flag. We'll look into your Mississippi elections. I'm on with Secretary of State Watson of Mississippi. It has been great to talk to you, Secretary Watson. I hope your Rebels have a good year. I'll be watching, because there's nothing quite like a football game in Oxford. I remember those days when I was down there a lot. So I would love to do that sometime. Truly, there's not many atmospheres quite like that one. But great job. It's great to have you. We're so happy you're in office. This has been Protecting Your Vote podcast. I'm Jay Christian Adams. For more information, you go to publicinterestlegal.org. Till next time, thank you, Secretary Watson, and thank you all for viewing.